was totally taken out of the... They came out the wrong way. Yes. And Frankie basically wanted...
Good morning, everyone. How are you? It's... what's the date today? Hang on. Put that there. It's Friday the 10th. 8:51 in the morning. Just dropped the children off to school. I'm on the Busby Stoop, well, just off the Busby Stoop roundabout. I'm now going to turn left down the A167, and the reason for that is I've never actually been down this way before. So let's go. Just because it's one of those things that I don't like about driving, and is driving 2 minutes down the road to drive home does nothing for your engine and does nothing for your fuel economy. So at least I'm going to get the engine hot, doing a little bit of distance. I know I want to say it is wasting fuel, but it's fairly negligible the distance that I'm with the distance I'm just about to drive. But anyway, so still full of busy. Just in the house, I just want the house sorted, you know. It's, oh, there's Madison 4x4. That's where my brother-in-law used to work. All right, I get it. We get things finished and then something else crops up. Like, you know, we're waiting for a new TV stand arriving. It arrived yesterday. Oh, I wasn't very well yesterday, actually. Started in the night, but cut a long story short, I wasn't well yesterday. Until about after 3 o'clock. But anyway, the new TV stand arrived, and it's a big handmade wooden thing that Ian Cath would probably be proud of. Oh, this is the barracks. Ah, right, I see. Oh my God, they've got snow on their cars there. Allanbrook Barracks. 4th Regiment Royal Artillery. On the left. Yeah, you can wait there, mate. Right, that's where they are. Okay. So it's a big, proper heavy. I mean, the thing must weigh about... Oh. I don't know, maybe 50 kilograms or so. Big, solid, like, huge wood thing. So that meant that what we had set up in the way of AV equipment was we had to take all the bits and work out what was going on. And I've got a new sound bar that only connect, well, in with my gear, only connects with an optical cable to the television. And so we took all the cables out of the television, you know, to square away this TV stand. Couldn't get the optical cable back in. And to cut a very long story short, the tiniest spring in the world, which opens and closes, well, keeps closed a door to the optical port on the back of the telly, well, it decided to come out and the door was jammed in, so blah, blah, blah. You know, it took ages. Oh, this is Topcliff. Down to 30. So it kind of never seems to end, you know. It's, you know, with kids and, you know, our job hasn't been very busy of late. Sarah had to go out yesterday to do a run, and I'm all right. I'm going today. That's all right. But the day is just filled with, you know, I don't know where the time goes, to be honest. The day is just filled with stuff. And we just want to, you know, be able to get things done and have the house, you know, as we want it. You know, I'm yawning like a good un here. God. So here we go then. The van, our business van, was, to cut a very long story short, returned to us with only one of the three things reported faulty having been fixed. And that was, and you know, they told me a few porky pies on the phone, and it was a case of they just wanted to obviously get rid of the car, get rid of the problem. But they had the car for, about 2.5 weeks, I think it was, or maybe 3 weeks. And, you know, I was ringing up fairly regularly to see what was going on, and the manager blocked my mobile phone. So, we rang off Sarah's phone. He answered. Obviously didn't have anything prepared, so he was tripping over his words, and after a break in the conversation because apparently he was driving, was he hell? He said that he never agreed to fix one of the three things because that wasn't within the legal remit, or you know, his, well, I suppose legal, yeah, wasn't within the remit. And I said, right, okay, put that to one side. What about the wipers on the back? You haven't fixed those. Okay. And he says, just text me the mileage and I'll sort your warranty out. And I was like, what warranty? You haven't sent it through yet. Oh, who was the salesman? So I told him, Richard is the salesman. And he was like, and he shouts over his shoulder, you know, with a muffle from him. Right, okay, he says, right, we'll get it fixed on a warranty. Just text us your mileage. And he says, listen, we can offer you, trying to offer me a year's warranty, gold standard, quote unquote, at cost, quote unquote. And that was £140. And I said, well, I mean, that's all fine and well, but the fact of the matter is, I just want my car fixed to get on with my business. I contacted Trading Standards and took some advice. Trading Standards are on my side. They said, right, in the first instance, what you need to do is write a letter. Here are some examples, blah, 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 blah. We've handed it to, because Citizens Advice and Citizens of, Trading Standards are kind of in with each other now in the UK. It's a funny old thing. They said, write a letter with the issues and what the outcome is. What the outcome is that you want. So that's going to be what I do when I get back in the house. And so I'm quite angry because we've missed two appointments now for the graphics to be applied to the vehicle. And that, it's very easy for me to say this as an excuse, but it's absolutely 100% true. That vehicle with the graphics on it is going to be part of our advertising campaign. So, you know, we've reached out as much as we can already on the internet, and financially reached out as far as we can in the local kind of penny papers and things like that. But that vehicle was going to be a major source of advertising. And, you know, money is now tight. And I'm not very happy with them at all. So, when I get in the house, I'm going to write me a letter and get it off to them. But, you know, nothing's going to happen till Monday, I expect. I'll have the letter sent. I'll have the letter sent today, but, you know, it's not going to arrive until probably Monday, I would have thought. And I'm bloody furious, you know. There was no apology. You know, no apology whatsoever. Nothing was their fault. You know, he even said to me, all he needed to do was call me a liar. Because I said, listen, mate, the back door's locked and the rear wipers don't work, and then the actuator on the left sliding door has isn't working and it's on its way out, and that door will either remain locked or remain open when it does decide to die. So you know, he replied with, well, it's just gone through an MOT, so they couldn't. And I thought, one of those back wipers is seized. It's never worked in yonks. And, you know, you may turn around and say, well, you should have checked that before you left. That woman is wearing the same clothes as she was last night. Dirty stop out. Walk of shame. Hashtag walk of shame. And, you know, when they present the vehicle very cleverly to, you know, with the key to say, you know, go on, enjoy the new purchase kind of thing, and the fact that it's had an MOT, you know, you have to assume that there's nothing wrong with the vehicle. So I could go on about the little bits and pieces, but, you know, it's just disappointing that something like this should happen to me, because I don't think anything like this has happened to me before. No, I've never bought, it's not a lemon, it's actually a really good vehicle. I like the vehicle, but you know, I just feel so let down. If he turned round and said, right, okay, we'll get that sorted, even without an apology, then, you know, I would have accepted that. But there hasn't even been an apology, and he's just about blamed me. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding. You've taken the best part of $6,000 off me. So, yeah, that's that. So Trading Standards emailed me saying that garage is now on their radar and they're going to investigate themselves with their local branch, their local unit, whatever they are. And it's very unfortunate that should happen, because, you know, I don't suppose any tradesman wants Trading Standards on their heels. Certainly my wife's brother-in-law, because I can't really call him my brother-in-law, he's a mechanic, owns his own garage, both fixing cars and selling them. And he says that he had his fingers burnt with a bad experience. A woman took him to Trading Standards. He was taken to court. She got to keep the car and got a full refund. So, so that's that. So that's it. I'm home. I'm going to write a letter now. The Trading Standards that Trading Standards have advised me to do, and we'll see what's what. Have a good Friday and have a good weekend. See ya.